This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Representatives from Turkey, Sweden, and Finland agreed at a meeting Thursday to hold more talks on the stalled bid by the Nordic countries to join NATO. This, according to the alliance itself. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Turkey and Hungary are the only NATO countries still to ratify the applications, which must be accepted by all 30 existing members of the military organization. Ankara has held up the process and is pushing a list of demands, including that Sweden expel dozens of mostly Kurdish residents it suspects of ties to separatist militants. As part of its efforts to assuage Ankara, the Swedish government announced Thursday it wants to ban more activities linked to extremist groups as part of a text aimed at toughening its anti-terrorism law. Both Finland and Sweden dropped their decades-long policies of military non-alignment and applied to join the alliance last May in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia fired a huge wave of missiles across Ukraine on Thursday, killing at least six civilians in an attack Kyiv said included six hypersonic cruise missiles. In response, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia can only terrorize civilians. He said Russia will not avoid responsibility for the strikes that have hit infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions. Russia's defense ministry said it had carried out what it called a massive retaliatory strike as payback for a cross-border raid last week. Several people have been killed or seriously injured in a shooting at a Jehovah's Witness church in the northern German city of Hamburg. The motive for the attack is unclear, according to police on Thursday. The Bild newspaper reported that seven people were dead and eight others injured in the shooting. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden laid out his budget plan and is challenging Republicans to follow suit, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The GOP's already said it will reject the president's blueprint, which he says will cut deficits by $2.9 trillion over the next decade, in part by boosting taxes on the wealthy. He's challenging Republicans to show their own plan.
Then we can sit down and see where we disagree.
They're demanding severe spending cuts in exchange for lifting the government's debt limit, while also calling for moving toward a balanced budget. In Philadelphia, the president noted they're refusing to raise taxes or cut Social Security or Medicare.
How are they going to make the math work? What are they going to cut?
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president's plan would simply create even bigger government. It's unlikely to pass either chamber of Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Visa and MasterCard have frozen a plan to categorize purchases at gun stores after pressure from gun rights groups. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The credit card company's decision is a win for Second Amendment advocates and a defeat for gun control groups who had been hoping that by creating a separate gun store category, authorities would be able to see potential red flags, like a significant purchase of ammunition before a mass shooting occurred. Montana's attorney general led a 24-state pressure campaign to block the idea of a gun purchase category, fearing discrimination against legal gun buyers. Several states are weighing legislation that would ban the tracking of weapons purchases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union expects Kosovo and Serbia to reach a final deal next week on the normalization of relations after both countries endorsed an international peace plan last month. This, according to the EU envoy on the matter on Thursday. The leaders of Kosovo and Serbia will meet on March 18th in North Macedonia to discuss a roadmap on how to implement the EU plan of 11 points, which both countries agreed on February 27th in Brussels. Their agreement has not been signed yet. Both countries are trying to get as much as possible to please critics of the deal back home. Georgian President Salome Zurabishvili congratulated citizens on Thursday after the ruling party in Georgian parliament announced it would drop a controversial foreign agents law following 2 days of massive protests. Zurabishvili said it proved the power of true democracy. She said the will of the people was plain to see, not only in Georgia, but was seen from abroad by all of our partners. Marissa Melton, VOA News.